brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Dr. Corsi from Hawaii, looking into who Barry Sotero, a.k.a. Barack Obama, really is, with breaking news coming up. Doris in Tennessee, here on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I watched a movie last night called The End of America, A Letter of Warning to a Young Patriot. I'm sure you know who Naomi Wolf is.
Yes.
Oh, she did that movie, and she gives 10 steps. I'd recommend that movie for anybody, how a government will, you know, move toward a fascist to destroy, you know, the sitting Republican government. And the first thing they do is invoke terror, internal and external enemies, secret prisons.
No, I mean, they're hyping up a non-existent terror threat. Even if Al-Qaeda was real and not working for the globalist, you got a better chance of a honeybee killing you. I mean, literally, it's a joke. Land of the free, home of the brave, on its knees to men in black uniforms saying, save us from Keebler elves.
Right. And about the pale horse. About Charlie Daniels has that, he's going to narrate that movie about the pale horse, Behold the Pale Horse. And then I heard Webster Tarpley talking about the Mormon thing about the pale horse. Well, the pale horse in the book of Revelation chapter 6 says, I looked it up. It's death and hell followed with it. And then you study that word hell, it doesn't mean the place hell. It means this is pictured here as a terrible monster about to destroy.
Yeah, hell means death, destruction, burning cities, black uniforms, torture. That's what hell is. Hell is being released. The Bill of Rights and Constitution are morals dropping, shields down, in floods, like opening a submarine door, in floods, the icy water of tyranny.
And you're right about everything that you, just about everything you say. I've been preaching this for quite some time, just like you have to people, and you have to be called crazy to get people to listen to you. Now people are starting to get hungry. They're actually starting to get hungry physically because they're
No, that's what I'm finding. People are starting to wake up. God bless you. Believe me, folks. I mean, everywhere I go, I run into listeners. I ran into a fellow yesterday who'd just been to Australia, and he said, man, all over, people go, you're from Texas? Alex Jones. He went to a church, and people were all listeners. I mean, it's big, folks. That's why I don't feel like I'm worth it. I mean, I've got conservatively 15 million listeners a week now. And in fact, that's an old number. It's more like 20 million now. And it's just growing exponentially. It is such a responsibility. All I can do is just keep warning people. John in Pennsylvania, got about a minute and a half. Go ahead.
I was wondering why you don't ever interview Kevin Trudeau anymore. And
well, I interviewed Kevin twice, not that I even totally agree with everything he says, because the government was trying to block his book about herbs, because he's an interesting person. That's why, I mean, I just had him on. There's some guests we have on a couple times, then, you know, we haven't had back on.
Well, with Bilderberg coming up, I think it would be a great interview if you did him again, because the last one I really enjoyed.
Yeah, and he said he was in a yacht off the coast of where they were having their meeting, and I'm sure that's true. He's a big jet setter. But I have sources inside Bilderberg. And so not that it are Bilderbergs, but I have sources inside Bilderberg. And so this is going to be a year that won't be one to forget.
I'm looking forward to it. Keep up the good work. Thanks for everything.
Thank you, my friend. Okay, we're going to come right back after this quick break. And I believe we're going to have Dr. Corsi. He was supposed to be on an hour ago. But he's like, I'm in a war zone, I think was the quote. There's so much coming up. I'm here with the chief investigator. Oh, my gosh. And I've never heard him really hyped up like that. So I wouldn't say Joram Corsi has hype in him. So we'll find out what's up, Doc, on the other side of this quick break. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com, and PlanetInfoWars.com. The social network is in beta.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Jerome Corsi has breaking news. He couldn't even come on with us in the last hour. He is there with the head of the cold case posse from Maricopa County, Arizona, in Hawaii. When he was on with us with an update on Obama and his publicist for 16-plus years saying that he was born in Kenya, then Arpaio demanded they release documents. But it looks like this is a new fraud, just like the old fraud. They can't even get straight which hospital he was born at. That's all coming up. We just had him, but his Skype dropped. We're reconnecting right now. Let me just also plug here, and your purchase supports the broadcast as well. These things are basically out of print. And Carol Quigley's on record saying that he's mad that they're back in print before he died. This is a top globalist given access to the New World Order's archives. He wrote Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. Bill Clinton's mentor. Bill Clinton said, I heard that call clarified by a professor I had named Carol Quigley. The powers of financial capitalism had a far-reaching plan, nothing less than create a world system of financial control in private hands able to dominate the political system of each country and the economy of the world as a whole. And we have Peter E. Krogan, dean of the School of Foreign Service, Georgetown, says he was one of the last of the great macro historians who traced the development of civilization with an awesome capability. The definitive work on the world's power structure. Now, you want to understand why the mega capitalists create communist systems to consolidate power? He explains all this and how the New World Order is a system where they're above the law and you're a slave. It's giant. It's 1,400 pages. It is full of incredible information. It's available at Infowars.com. So is Bloodlines the Illuminati. So is A Noble Lie. Oklahoma City, exposing the inside job that was that event. Do we have Corsi yet? All right, his Skype dropped. Yep. Then go to Plan B after about 3 minutes. I want to kick in to call in his hotel room. I want to go to Plan B. Okay, thank you. All right, continuing. Talk about a buildup here. He couldn't come on last hour when he was scheduled. Now this. I want to find out. He's over there investigating. One of the chief advisors of the Cold Case Posse, and he's got a bunch of news. So that's coming up if we're able to get him on the line with us. We'll just abort this in a minute. I mean, I'm not going to spend my whole day going over this and over this. Okay, so we've got him there. That's good. Coming up, there's a big revolt in Texas. 15% people are not re-enrolling in the colleges. And this is a whistleblower. This is directly from a high-level administrator because they're forcing deadly vaccines on people. And they're having bad reactions. And they won't even tell them there's a waiver. The administrators don't want to have all these dropouts, and they're told you're not allowed to tell people. And that's the big issue. So we're breaking that news. It's at Infowars.com. It's also at my Twitter, Real Alex Jones, at Twitter. So just go to twitter.com/RealAlexJones. We've also launched the new social network, PlanetInfowars.com. And tens of thousands of people signed up. It obviously, we're going through some tweaking. It's slow sometimes. We're adding more servers. We'll get it where it's why it's in beta. So bear with us at planetinfowars.com. So be sure and check that out as well, and please spread the word. Okay, going now with breaking news is Dr. Jerome Corsi, Ph.D. from Harvard University in political science. He's also worked in areas of high finance. He also worked in national security for the State Department in war zones. In the Middle East and other areas, and obviously worked in intelligence capacities, but we won't get into that. He's written 5 New York Times bestsellers, including 2 number ones, and the White House responded last year, releasing the fake birth certificate about a week before his book was going to come out. The White House ran the hoax that his book had been recalled. They don't do that if they're not desperate. Now, obviously, last week, we learned that his publicist for 16 years in hundreds of different communiques and publications they put out said he was born in Kenya. That information provided by Obama, that's standard. You provide your bio to the publicist, you know, where you're from, what you did. And, you know, the first black president of the Harvard Law Review from Kenya, born in Kenya. Boom. His wife saying, born in Kenya. We visit his homeland on video. Boom. We're told there is no long form. It doesn't exist. Oh, yeah, here it is. It's fake. He was never named Barry Sotero. Oh, here's the records. I was Barry Sotero. I did, you know, go to Indonesia. You got to give up your citizenship at that time to become Indonesian. Oh, I did go to a mosque. The point is, everything he said is a lie. Okay? And Jerome Corsi joins us now via video Skype from Hawaii. He was there Sunday, but he didn't want us to tell you that. Now they're claiming they've released new stuff under Arpaio's request and the state's request, proving he is. You're giving us this breaking news here. We thank you, Doctor, for that, and WorldNetDaily.com. Tell us what's happening.
Well, I've been in Hawaii here for the entire week with Mike Zulu and the posse, the sheriff's investigators. And the breaking news is yesterday, we're quite convinced that our being here in Hawaii is one of the reasons the Hawaii Department of Health tried to verify Obama's birth in Hawaii to the state Secretary of State in Arizona. Now, what they did was a very clever thing here in Hawaii. They got a group of lawyers together, and they wrote a verification that is a non-verification. If you read it very carefully and say, what did they verify? Hawaii did not verify that the birth certificate on the White House website is accurate or that it is authentic or that any document looks like that. They didn't verify that. They didn't verify that Obama was born in Hawaii. What they verified was that the information on the birth certificate displayed on the White House is information for which the Hawaii Department of Health has a record. That's all they said. In other words, they said, we've got something in our file in Hawaii here that verifies that information. Now, see, it's very clever because Hawaii Department of Health said, well, we didn't tell you where we got the information or if the information in our record is correct. It could have easily come from the grandparents going in and registering a birth. I've always said the birth was registered. But Hawaii allows the health department, the Department of Health, to issue a facsimile birth certificate. Look at that registrar stamp. It says, we verify that this is a copy or facsimile of the information we have about this person's birth in our file. So Hawaii is not showing us the information in the file. They are not showing the original birth certificate, pen and paper. They're not showing the microphone film. They're not showing anything. They're just saying, we've got information resembling the information on that PDF file on the White House website.
And Governor Abercrombie, 2 months before they released the last fake one, said, we've looked, it's not there, Obama's got a problem. That's the quote.
It's all a lie and a cover-up. Get a group of clever lawyers together to issue a non-verification verification. Don't show anybody anything. And get the compliant mainstream media to say, oh, nothing you see here, folks. Move on. No wizard behind the curtain. Case ended. We're done. Born in Hawaii. Well, it's absolutely nonsense. I mean, as you pointed out in introducing this segment here, Alex, for 26 years, Barack Obama's publicist has been issuing a biographical statement that Obama himself had to provide the information for, had to verify. He was born in Kenya. And that has been out there for 26 years.
They wouldn't have put you on house arrest when you flew to Kenya if it wasn't true.
Right.
The U.S. ambassador, you've got the letter in your book. It's online. It's public. Bush wanted to know when Hillary was saying all this in the campaign. And they said, yeah, it's been cut out of the records. You don't cut out records that weren't there.
Exactly. I published those letters that went to our ambassador in Kenya, where Kenya says, we don't have Obama's birth certificate. But that doesn't mean it wasn't here. The records have been tampered with and criminally tampered with so as to eliminate the evidence of Obama's birth. That's what Kenya did.
Now, what do you mean by the fact that the chief investigator you're with is under a blackout and can't come on air?
The sheriff announced yesterday, Sheriff Arpaio said that he wants the investigators to come home and completely debrief him on everything that's going on here this week. I've also been only able to publish what I've been allowed to publish. Got tons of news here. I'm dying to get it published. We will be releasing information. The sheriff will be having a press conference here, I'd say by the middle of June. And the information...
That is dangerous. You need to release it right now. Don't let them Breitbart you. They've already raided the sheriff since he opened an investigation. I mean, that is... Why is Arpaio doing that?
Because he's got to have the time to get it ready. But the information is going to be shared. If anything happens to me or to Zulu, that information is coming out. At this point, all they're going to do to trying to attack me, if someone did in the White House, it would only confirm the validity of what we've got. What I'm here to say to you now, Alex, is that we have proof that even the government did not believe that the African Barack Obama Sr. was the president's father. I'm completely confident of all the men alive.
Well, you said that before it came out in the news that the State Department had said it. That came out last year.
And we've got additional proof of that.
Wow.
We've got additional proof of that. That's what I'm saying to you. The additional proof, you're going to see how the shutout, the cover-up is occurring in Hawaii, continuing, intensifying. Now you've got the White House and Hawaii cooperating with a Republican Secretary of State, this Ken Bennett in Arizona, who, by the way, is co-chairman of the Romney campaign in Arizona and wants to run for governor. That this non-verification verification where Hawaii says, yeah, we've got records that support the conclusion Obama was born here. You can't see them.
Well, look at the New Jersey Democrats endorsing Romney. I mean, that tells you this whole thing. I want to get your take. You got intel on the elite in Obama and Bilderberg. You were talking to me off air about that. More coming up with Dr. Jerome Corsi, worldnetdaily.com. You can find out about all the books he's got out on this.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
On a long, lonesome highway east of Omaha, listen to the engine.
Info that you're getting, you have contacts in the elite, not so much the Bilderberg, but you were saying, yeah, Bilderberg, to quote you, I think Obama's, you know, goose is cooked. He's not going to be in there anymore. Now, you said that right before we went live. What did you mean by that?
Well, I think the information I'm getting is that Obama is now being considered damaged goods by the global elite. The information we've produced, the Sheriff Arpaio's investigation is so so damaging, and what's going to come down in the next 2 weeks is going to be so critically crippling to Obama that, you know, the Democratic Party really ought to replace him as the candidate. I'm told it was even discussed that Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton considered it and are going to pass because they think this is going to be a tragic year for the Democrats just to lose massively. And Obama can't recover. There's no way he's going to recover. So the globalists are going to, I think, at the Bilderberger meeting, inform Obama that he's going to run and lose and inform Romney that he's going to run and win. Because Romney is basically just another variation of Obama. The two of them are basically the same. And the globalists think they can advance their agenda more effectively with a president whose identity is not going to be so thoroughly exposed.
By the way, doctor, this is big news. I mean, you shot down Kerry. You're credited with that. You've got major intelligence connections. And, I mean, you don't shoot your mouth off. So you're saying the word is, because that's what I'm getting from other high-level sources, is that the elite are getting ready to flush Obama down the toilet.
He's damaged goods. The phrase that I'm hearing is damaged goods. And again, by the time I'm finished with this, you know, writing about Obama and getting after him, the truth is the American people do not know who this guy is in the White House.
As best you can tell, who is he? I mean, I know we know he isn't who he says he is. Who is he?
It's going to be a shock as to who the father is. And I encourage everyone. You know, this Joel Gilbert, who says Frank Marshall Davis is the father in his new DVD. I want everybody to listen to Joel Gilbert.
Now, we're going to get him on. The film isn't out till July, though. We're going to get him on as soon as it comes out.
But you're going to get it then. I've seen it. It's a really solid. Frank Marshall Davis is candidate number one. There's two other candidates. I'm not going to tell you who they are right now.
No, I've got the film. I've seen it. I've seen it too now, yeah.
Two other candidates for the father. It is not the African. Is not the African. And then second, and that one more thing I want to just give you as a question, and that is what would happen if the intelligence agencies like Mossad and the successor agency to the KGB in Russia just happened to have whoever this guy, let's call him Barry Satoro, happened to have some of his DNA. And let's say they happened to have already determined that it had nothing to do with the African, Barack Obama Sr., and the mother did go to Kenya to have the birth, but she did it to perpetuate the cover-up. Because what you've got here is a case of identity creation from birth to conceal a deep secret the family could not release.
Well, no kidding. It looks nothing like the so-called father.
Of course. You know, look at the color. Look at the – I've been to Kenya, as you know, detained. The Luo tribe are small in stature, very dark. Round heads, sloped foreheads. The Barack Obama Sr., the African, looks nothing at all like Barack Obama, the president. It's an assumed identity. And, you know,
well, we know he's got a fake Social Security number.
The proof for this is now conclusive. And so when Hawaii is trying to validate that, you know, Obama's, this is just a big con job. And I can pretty much assure you there's going to be officials here in Hawaii at a very top level who are going to have to consider getting to defense attorneys and facing criminal prosecutions for the cover-up that's going on right now today in Hawaii. They better stop it because law enforcement now is taking a close look at it. And, you know, forging identities, having representations of birth when they know it's the Hawaii Department of Health, they can't prove Obama was born here. The records in their file don't say that. They know that.
This is unbelievable because it all fits. And it's insane. And his publicist for 16 years said he was born in Kenya. Everybody in the media knows you provide that info to the publicist. This is incredible.
Exactly. And look, if you take a look at what's also in that publicist statement, they disclose there the name of the company he worked at, this business company, business systems company, after Obama was in Columbia University. That company is a well-known CIA front. The mother, Ann Dunham, you know, wasn't some anthropologist living poor. She was in five-star hotels, an employee of the Ford Foundation, working for Timothy Geithner.
Yeah, this was an above-government foundation coup.
And we now identified her apartment addresses in New York City.
Hold on, stay there, but more coming up. We're going to tell you about the new e-book he's got out as well.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Ladies and gentlemen, here and say Barry Sotero, a.k.a. Barack Obama, was born in Kenya, because it's fun and to have some hyped-up issue, and I want to get up here and discredit him because I hate his politics. And neither does Dr. Corsi. He went after George Bush for NAFTA and GATT and the North American Union and all that. He's pointing out Mitt Romney, Bain Capital, carbon taxes, open borders, gun control, wrote Obamacare. I mean, quite frankly, Obama staying in, and I've said this privately, well, I've actually said it on air. People say, well, who's better? And I go, well, worse is better. Obama is better. Obama is like 5-week-old garbage that nobody's taken out. Romney is fresh. He's charming. He's even, Obama early on, now he's more negative because he's a narcissist and can't stand the facts that people are onto him. Excuse me. Romney is very, very charming. Okay, and comes off as very, very likable and is going to be very, very dangerous as president. And we got big trouble. He's a globalist up one side and down the other. He's changed his tune. But he's going to go right along with the exact same programs because the exact same globalist controlling. And I'm starting to agree with Dr. Corsi and others, but he says he has the sources that the system is understanding, hey, if Obama's good for us to keep waking people up, that's not good for them. Dr. Corsi, please continue.
Well, I think the biggest problem that Obama's got is that we're doing so much damage to him now and who he is, his reputation. Basically, he's a fictional character in the White House, Obama may not make it in terms of credibility even to the election. They may have to replace Obama with another candidate. You know, the Democratic Party is going to take massive losses in 2012, and they're beginning to realize this. Obama has no chance of winning. Even with 10% vote fraud, Democrats can't pull it off this time. And now, you know, I've been exposing the material on this HSBC bank fraud. I've had the documents, I've had 1,000 pages indicating massive international money laundering. I've been publishing it in WND. Now I've connected, I have the documents in my possession. I've passed them on to the sheriffs, Sheriff Arpaio, who is a true patriot. They have the, so anything happens to me, I've connected the bank fraud to Eric Holder directly. In the next 30 days, I'm going to publish information that will show you Eric Holder and the chief of his criminal division at the center of a massive banking fraud that has deprived millions of Americans of their homes while the fat cats go free.
I got to stop you right there. Some of that has begun to come out, but you're saying you have more documents on it. For those that don't know, this is the same crew that did Fast and Furious and all of this. Of course, your main job after the State Department was in high-level bank regulation and investigating these things, so that's your specialty. Boy, this is some dangerous water we're in. Give us as much as you can on record of what you've got on Holder in case they do try to kill you.
I will. I spent 25 years in bank marketing, and I was working with regulators all over the world. What I've got is a massive case of fraud in mortgage-backed securities involving one of the biggest banks in the world, where prosecution was recommended by the Department of Justice, the IRS, and every government organization that took a look at this, including Treasury. And Eric Holder blocked the prosecution for political reasons with the head of his criminal division. I've got the files. I've got the documents. I've got the court cases. I've got all of the records. And I'm going to start publishing that case within the next 30 days. You're going to understand that the bank fraud is being conducted out of the White House through the approval of Eric Holder. Eric Holder is there to conduct bank fraud. That's the whole purpose. If anybody thinks that, you know, we are the drug cartels, why are we selling guns to the drug cartels? Sell them to ourselves. That's the whole point. People don't understand. CIA and organized crime aren't two entities. Intelligence and organized criminals work hand-in-hand worldwide. They can't do it without banking. I've got the proof to show that Eric Holder is making political decisions to favor those who fund Obama. It's not cheap. You want protection from this criminal White House of Obama and Eric Holder? You better be prepared to make millions in campaign contributions.
Now to be specific, if people are just joining us, this actually came out a few months ago, part of it. And then of all places, 2 weeks ago, it was reported on in Newsweek in their Daily Beast Online that indeed Holder has a law firm that if you then get representation from them, you can steal billions, but you've got to pay them millions. So I know that's not cheap, but it is cheap if you're getting billions. But you're saying you've got even more now.
Yes, I've got a whole file on this. I've got absolute, incontrovertible proof that Holder stopped for political reasons, for campaign contributors, to do them favors, and the chief of his criminal division. The gentleman knows his name, who I'm talking about. We're going to come after you with the documents. They stopped a prosecution in which millions of homeowners lost their homes, and some of them being prosecuted, whereas the people who did the bank fraud put together the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities, did the fraudulent appraisals, were let to walk free with Eric Holder and the head of the criminal division blocking the prosecutions. Go back and research. Look in Chicago, when they wanted to have the casino gambling, you know, Donald Trump now wants to build casinos in Chicago. Another set of payoffs there involved, by the way. But at any rate, the guy who came into Chicago to argue on behalf of Tony Rezko, his criminal gang, including Barack Obama, before Obama was president, that Chicago ought to have this gambling, was Eric Holder on behalf of his Covington firm. Eric Holder flew to Chicago to argue to put casino gambling in Chicago in a deal that Resco was going to benefit from. It's on the public record.
They're total mafia, but the Republicans, as you said, are involved in a lot of this as well. And it seems like on every front now, I've never seen such corruption where the MF Global and all the regulators and J.P. Morgan and the missing billions and now the top lobbyist for them is over the committee that's going to investigate it. That's out there as well. I mean, maybe they know something we don't know and they can just do whatever they want.
Well, look, I think that Barack Obama, the globalists who decided to abandon Obama, he's damaged goods. And, you know, he was truly hating the United States, hating the Constitution. He was extremely on the far left. At least with Romney, you get what I'm calling now the Republican Party, the centrist wing of the Democratic Party. The Republicans are one party. They trade it off. Bilderberger meeting to decide who gets how many seats in the Senate, who gets how many seats in the House. And the problem is Obama has so messed up the job that was given to him that, in fact, now there may be no way the globalists are going to prevent the Democrats from taking massive losses, even in the governorships. Democratic Party is going to get crushed in November. And even with massive voter fraud, which the Democrats are planning to do, they won't save their jobs. They're going down. And that's the problem. The information coming out in the next 30 days on Obama, who he is, he's not who you think he is. He is not the son of the African
gopher. Well, no kidding. If that is his dad, I'll eat my hat.
And secondly, you're going to be able to start seeing inside the Obama administration to see the corruption, the banking corruption. Alex, I want to make it clear to people. We do not have billions, hundreds of billions in dollars in drugs being conducted worldwide without the intelligence agencies and the government involved. That money's going through the banking system. Regulators are turning the other way.
Of course.
The other way. This is one of the off the books, you know, billions of dollars in taxes not being collected because the banks are running the drug business on behalf of the government. And in charge of it, the CEO of the drug business in Mexico is Eric Holder.
You're right. Let me segue into some other issues here. They are announcing 30,000 armed drones, CBS News, Salon. Local police departments are getting Homeland Security grants, where they're going to have grenades, 12 gauges, 50 cals, rubber bullets, all this stuff. Government is buying 450 million rounds of hollow point, 40 cal, hundreds of armored mobile pillboxes. There's suddenly TSA checkpoints everywhere on highways. They're phasing in martial law, and it's bipartisan, because the bankers know they're imploding things. But look at Europe. I mean, they meant to have this derivative implosion bring in their new world order, their bank of the world, but they've so overdone it. And I'm getting a lot of information that the elite is not in control, and that's why a lot of them are exiting, you know, to armored keeps in very remote areas. Clearly, this buildup for martial law is taking place. What is that about?
Well, in fact, that's the plan. I mean, the original plan was to use this economic crisis to bring in more globalism, more United Nations, more International Monetary Fund. Well, that's so collapsed, and in part because of exposing it. You exposing it, Alex, me exposing it, others, showing the American people, you know, North American Union and Bilderberger and all the things we've been trying together to get the American people to be aware of. Now, the next plan is, all right, let's just go to martial law. One of the only advantages I can think of at this point to get Obama gone in disgrace is that if it's shown he's ineligible, we can eliminate all of his executive orders. And Obama signed a whole series of executive orders that people don't realize. Last was this one on the Treaty of the Seas, placing the United States under United Nations control.
Absolutely. Our rivers, our waterways. And what do you think of Trent Lott, who fought it and called it world government, now worshiping it?
Well, you know, again, these go to Washington, get bought off. That's the problem. And also, look, people didn't realize it. Remember 1070, the Arizona bill on immigration is in front of the Supreme Court. Guess what? Obama also submitted that to the World Court very quietly. So if he doesn't like the result of the Supreme Court, he can turn around and say the world court trumps the Supreme Court.
Was that a big wake-up call whenever he told Congress in a public letter and speeches that they have no power and the UN is his boss?
That's the point. See, on Obama's mind, he is not, I'm sure, ineligible to be president because he's a citizen of the world and the United States is just a district of the United Nations. He's just running a district of the United Nations. He's not running a sovereign nation. We got to remind the American government and the globalists that we, the people, are sovereign.
Do you agree with me that we're on a major offensive and having victory after victory right now, and the system is saying, okay, we're spying on you, okay, we've got drones, okay, we'll disappear you in an attempt to intimidate us?
Why I'm working at this so desperately right now, Alex, is because if Obama wins, we do not have a First Amendment, we won't have a Fourth Amendment, we won't have a Bill of Rights. People like you and me will be in thought education camps if they allow us to live. Our families will be destroyed. Private property will be confiscated. People think this is radical. All the plans are laid out and signed in executive orders. You've been pointing them out. I've been pointing them out. They're right there in black and white.
Yeah, that's why I get mad when I see police with quotas writing tickets for nothing. They're told, oh, well, we're going bankrupt. You could write a billion tickets, it wouldn't pay it off because we've signed on to the globalist fake debt. The country is going down. The re-education camps, the Army admits they have. And do you hear any of this in the mainstream news? No. And all of you that work for the mainstream media, if you all start revolting, they can't stop you all. It's time for us to say, enough of this. Do we really want to go under a Stalinistic system? Because that's what they've got planned.
And what they don't understand at the Washington Post or the New York Times is that when the globalists take over, the useful idiots, which is what they call them, have always called them, at the Washington Times and Washington Post, New York Times, they go first. They're the first ones they kill. Because they don't, you know, oh, let's really make the globalists happy. Let's, you know, let's do partisan news and support Obama first. Black president, let's hype all that crap. You know, the truth is, those are the first guys when the New World Order takes over, they eliminate. Because they are, you know, too dangerous, too stupid, having promoted this nonsense. And Alex, it's coming down. The greatest risk we've got here is that the globalist base decided a last-minute move and try a crisis to prop up Obama, or Obama might just be really tired and he might have to just really quit and have somebody else move in to be the candidate, because the globalists are going to realize, and I think this Bilderberger meeting is when the unofficial announcement is going to be made, is we are now in a post-Obama world. Today, this is a post-Obama world. Obama's a detail. He's gone. The only question is how they're going to remove him.
And we're set to see thousands of people protesting Bilderberg in Virginia. I don't think they're going to be liking that.
And what we're going to do, what I'm going to do, is I'm going to systematically now, we're going to have a press conference with Sheriff Arpaio. I've handed over the research. I watched what happened with Breitbart. If anything happens to me, the research I've got is not private or secret anymore. It's in the hands of the sheriff. All the information I've talked today, HSBC, I handed that first over to the sheriff. The information that's coming out next on this next banking fraud, and I'm just going to let you know, it's going to be involving Credit Suisse.
Wow. Well, this is just amazing information. But to be clear here, because I've never heard you be this, quote, extreme. Well, the times are extreme. All the documents, all the executive orders, it's there. System is, the martial law grid's been there for a while, but they have got it at 1,000, RPMs. They've got it leveraged up. They're warming it up in the oven. They're racing around like they're about to go operational. Do you agree with that statement, A?
Yeah.
B, how do we stop them from going operational?
I just spent a week here in Hawaii, and I can confirm to you, the cover-up has never been as intense. The fix is in. A non-verification letter sent by Hawaii to a Secretary of State Ken Bennett in Arizona, who said, oh, Obama can be in the ballot. But guess what? Ken Bennett's career is over. He's another useful idiot. He doesn't have a chance in the Republican Party. He did what they wanted. That was his mistake. They know he's an idiot. They know he's useful. For a time, he's gone as soon as they take over. And by the way to prevent them from taking over, Alex, is I'm going to publish what I'm going to publish. I'll come back on the show. The sheriff's got it if anything happens to me. And you'll keep pressing the points. They can't stand the light of day. That's what destroys the globalists, the truth.
They're on their heels now. We're pushing them back. We can win this thing.
We can win it.
We have to win it.
We have to win it. If we don't win it, you know, like Abraham Lincoln said, the last great hope of mankind is gone. Our founding fathers did not create this country to see, you know, the American people throw it away for a sexual agenda.
What about false flags? Are you worried about a false flag or a war Obama could start?
Yeah, as I said, the one or two things they're going to contemplate, I'm sure, at Bilderberger, is a false flag, a war, some crisis to prop Barack Obama up, not to make him win, just to make him last until the election. That's the crisis they have to solve now at global level.
All right, Tell us about the new ebook.
It's called Saul Alinsky, The Evil Genius Behind Obama. Ebook out on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, everything.
All right, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Way is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Way to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We've got a big show lined up tonight on InfoWars Nightly News. Last night we had Lord Monckton in studio for an hour. Incredible interview. That's posted at prisonplanet.tv. Pretty incredible that Mayor Bloomberg is coming out and saying the feds should, quote, force local areas, because they're God, to take massive influxes of illegal aliens, making them legal, and reseed U.S. cities. that that will fix our problems. Yes, they instantly go on welfare and then things bankrupt faster. Then the answer is even more foreigners, I guess, to be the army here in the U.S. against the American people. But it doesn't matter. We're waking up those foreigners as well. They are waking up because everything the globalists push, everything they stand for is bad news, period. Here's a new study out of the Ottawa Citizen. This is so horrible. On every flu shot we've ever seen, on the insert it says don't give it to pregnant women. Don't give pregnant women vaccines, period, because it causes autoimmune problems and kill the baby and can cause all sorts of degenerative problems in the child. Pregnant women, flu shots may be beneficial to babies, study shows, and these companies pay for these. And they say, pregnant women, you need the flu shot especially. This is so sick. I've had so many medical doctors on. It was known until about 4 years ago that you don't ever give a pregnant woman a shot. And these flu shots, oh, that's so evil, that poor mama there on the photo holding her belly, all happy. She's got a baby coming. She trusts the system. And she has no idea. These useful idiots, it's so sad. She might as well be walking into machine gun fire right there. Oh, man, that's so evil. We've got to reach these women. We've got to warn them. Pregnancy is no time for women to refuse the flu shot, since it may bring unexpected benefits to their babies before they're even born. There's a new study that analyzed vaccination rates during the 2009 H1N1 pandemic. Yeah, they also say mercury is good for your child's brain in similar studies. I've played those clips here. Yeah, if you're a new listener, I'm not joking. Go to YouTube, type in, news says mercury good for children's brains. Indeed, evidence is growing based on findings of the study and a few others that the flu vaccines are safe and effective, not only for expectant mothers, but also for unborn infants. Oh, wow. Because the government says they want to kill babies up to age 3, but there's too many of us. But hey, take a shot. Bill Gates loves you. While these groups stand to benefit from most flu vaccines, little research has been conducted on how they respond to them. Oh. Research says the latest findings could help debunk persistent myths about the flu shot and its effects on pregnant women, like making the baby die, a vast majority of whom remain reluctant to get it. Well, they found this lady. It says the most important thing about the study was the flu vaccine did no harm to fetuses, said Dr. Mark Walker, an obstetrician at the Ottawa Hospital and the study's co-author. Oh, you're the study's co-author and the vaccine companies. Well, that I understand then. Not only was the vaccine safe, there was a potential benefit. Well, there you go, folks, a mercury-filled shot. With most of these vaccines, well, almost all of them carrying other cancer viruses. I mean, you can look up the H1N1. It said had rogue virus. There's nothing rogue about it. They released the H1N1 a year before as a simulant. Can't believe how incredibly accurate our guests were. Just stunning news broken years before it came out here during that whole staged event. Hey, you know what, though? They've had a massive exodus out of colleges around the country. Now they're trying to tell people it's mandatory. They got signs up everywhere saying it's mandatory. The colleges here in Austin. And people are just saying, you know what, I'm done. I'm not taking it. Because they lie to them and tell them that you have to. And $40 billion a year being lost because of the TSA. And it's just going to get worse. Because let me give you a little newsflash, you murderers. Yeah, you may think it's funny to sit there and kill us and to, you know, to go to the mall and see a third of the kids drooling, but I don't think it's funny, and I hate your guts, and I will never stop. If you had me on the rack torturing me to death, I would spit my last breath out at you. You understand that? You will be defeated. I can see it. I know it. And I'm owning it. And so is everybody else. Liberty Worldwide, 1776.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.